1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Hello, my name is Dave Oliver. I go to L.A. Mission College, and I want to, one of these days, hopefully be in the LAPD, because the LAPD is the best police department that I think has ever been allowed to be a police, you know, like be here. Anyway, I don't really exist. Phil Hendry does my voice. So that's like, and a lot of people say to Phil, hey, man, how come you get that ethnic thing down? That's so cool, you know, because Phil's cool. He's ethnic, man. He's got it. He's white, but he's like, he knows all. Okay, I got to go now. They're waving their hand. They're making me go.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And time for Doug Danger. Doug Danger is with the Orange County Courier, and it's time for our annual report from Doug. What's hot and what's not as we look toward the summer of 2001, Doug?
Right you are, Phil. The summer of 2001 is right around the corner, and we're excited about our new What's Hot, What's Not list. This appears every year in the Orange County Courier, and it kind of gives people an idea as to who's really set the trends culturally and who has sort of fallen off the beaten path. And yesterday's news, very fickle town, it's a very fickle business, entertainment. But I think with what's hot and what's not, and as a gay man and as a gay journalist, it's exciting for me because we are able to bring a sensibility, I think, to our kind of reportage that straight journalists cannot bring to it.
Well, why don't we get going here? In the category actors, who's hot? Who's hot among the actresses?
Well, right now, Phil, I don't think there's any doubt. A lot of these are not going to be surprises. I know everybody is going to feel the same way when I say that Sandra Bullock is on top of it. She is the hottest actress right now in Hollywood. There is nobody, I think, who has the combination of beauty and talent that Sandra Bullock's got. Everybody wants to see her in a movie. Everybody is flocking to see Sandra Bullock in whatever she does, whether it's a movie, whether it's a play, whether she's just doing a radio drama. Sandra Bullock is it.
And who's not hot among actresses?
Well, I think Nicole Kidman is over. We had our Nicole Kidman moment. We went with it. We liked it. Now we're moving on. I think Nicole Kidman is definitely not hot this year among actresses.
Okay, actors. Who's the hottest actor right now?
Again, a lot of this is not going to come as a surprise, but can we doubt for 1 second that the hottest actor on the scene right now is Will Smith? And I love Will Smith. I love the combination, the way he's able to tie in a couple of different revenue streams and mediums with his films and his music. When I'm Rolled Into the Wild, Wild West, you know, that was something else. And Will Smith is hot.
All right, who's fallen out of favor?
Well, the guy who was riding high for the longest time, but I think it's about time to call a day on Kevin Costner. I think he was our favorite actor. Certainly this time last year, Kevin Costner could do no wrong. Certainly this past fall with 13 Days, he just knocked it out of the park with that. What a tremendous movie that was. Kevin Costner is not hot.
All right, Doug Danger is with us. 1-800-449-8686 as he talks about what's hot and what's not this coming summer. Okay, the hot actress, Sandra Bullock, the hot actor, Will Smith. Who isn't? Nicole Kidman and Kevin Costner. They're kind of, and we don't mean to be cruel here, right, Doug?
Well, I don't want to be cruel by the same token. I'm not going to pull any punches. Some of these people I know, some of them I don't. I'm not pulling no punches, though, because I want people to know that whatever is hot, Doug Danger is on top of it.
Okay, now, in TV shows, what's the hot comedy right now?
The hottest comedy on TV right now, bar none, everybody knows it, Frasier. That great writing, that great acting. The Frasier is it. Everyone tunes in to see that. What's not hot in comedy TV right now, I think it's finally seen its day, as Malcolm in the Middle. I think it's played. I think it's played out. Stick a fork in it. I think it is well done, and it's probably not going to go straight to the dinner table. I think that's going right into the trash compactor. In reality game shows, Phil, obviously the hottest thing on TV right now that everybody's tuning in to see is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That show, Regis Philbin, everyone's doing Regis Philbin impressions. People want to dress like him. people want to be Regis Philbin right now, Phil. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have to say that I can see this. I see the culture clearly as a gay man, as a gay journalist.
All right, reality TV shows are kind of a new thing in these from the standpoint of who you know game shows, but we've had them for a while. And what is not hot among reality game shows?
All right, this was riding high for the longest time, this show. Everybody loved it. I think it's seen its day. I could be wrong, but I'm just sensing, I predict this time next year, this show won't be as highly rated as it is now. America's Funniest Home Videos. We all love it. It's a ingenious program. It's a lot of fun. Bob Saget. I don't think there's anybody funnier on TV than Bob. But I think America's Funniest Home Videos, I think I'm beginning to see the arc on this one, and I think it's declining.
All right. What's not hot? America's Funniest Home Videos. What is hot? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The hottest comedy show, Frasier, and what's not, Malcolm in the Middle. Oh, we missed out one category here, Doug, and that's drama.
I was going to say drama. The hottest drama on TV right now, bar none, is X-Files. This, again, is a program that's captured the imagination of millions of people. X-Files is it. And when I say it's it, everyone's buying the theme music, everyone's buying the clothes. Forget the actor.
Who? David Duchovny?
No, he's not on the show anymore.
Yeah, he's not on the show anymore, Craig, and you're the big X-Files fan. Who's the actor? Robert Patrick,
yeah. That's exactly it. Doesn't Craig know?
I thought you watched the show. He can't remember his name.
And the actress, what's her name?
Well, I thought you told me that this is the hottest show on TV.
I know, I can't.
What's her face? Gillian Anderson.
There you go.
Okay, well, what ain't hot?
Well, what's not hot, I think, is finally, you can stick a fork in The Sopranos. I think it's over. I think it was a nice run, but I think the violence, I think it's too violent. I don't like Sopranos, and that's why I don't think it's hot. Sopranos is over because it's too violent.
So there you go. In television, the hottest comedy, Frasier. What's not? Malcolm in the Middle. The hottest reality game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? What's not? America's Funniest Home Videos. Although it had a great run, didn't it?
Oh, America's Funniest Home. I don't think there's anybody out there that will deny that America's Funniest Home Videos, at its best, was the kind of comedy that you dream about, that every TV executive in this town. I know that every TV executive in this town probably has the talent to do an America's Funniest Home Videos, but only one or two of them thought of it. So you talk about great reality TV, that's it.
All right, let's move on now to music. Who's the hottest pop act in music?
Three guesses.
Well, I don't want to say.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys, that's right. They are big. They're getting bigger all the time. Backstreet Boys, the girls love them. The music is great. NSYNC, the rest of them are just still trying to get up on them and get over on them, too. But Backstreet Boys is it. And
what's not hot in pop?
MC Hammer. I think he's finally, he had a great run. I think he was on top for a long time, but MC Hammer is over.
All right, over and out for MC Hammer. In hip-hop, what's the hottest act in hip-hop?
Well, Snoop Dogg continues to dominate hip-hop. Snoop Doggy Doggy. I've always had a hard time with that.
Snoop Dogg Doggy.
Snoopy Dogg Dogg.
What's the name of the cat, man?
I don't know, but he is hot. What's not hot in hip-hop right now, I think she's seen her day. Janet Jackson, she's over, she's tired. R&B hip-hop is the full category, okay, is really what the category is. Janet Jackson just hasn't got it anymore.
All right, in the rock category, who's hot?
Right now, Lenny Kravitz, no doubt about it. Lenny has been riding high. Have you heard that song of his? I want to get away.
Yeah, I have.
That is neat. Now, the band that I think, and Phil, let's take our hats off our heads and say a prayer, a requiem, if you will, for a band that was riding high for the longest time, but I think we can now say this time next year they will be down a few notches, the Stones. I think they're over. I'm going out on a limb, by the way, in saying that, but I think they're over.
Okay, so the Stones have had it.
I think so.
All right, what about country?
In country music, number one right now, no doubt about it, Shania Twain. She is big, bigger than big. And who's not hot in country music? Faith Hill. She sucks. I don't think she sucks, but in terms of what she's doing, she's just no good.
All All right, let's recap on the who's hot and who's not list for Doug Danger. The hottest actress, Sandra Bullock. The hottest actor, Will Smith. The best comedy on TV, Frasier. The best reality game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The best drama, The X-Files. This isn't the best.
No, this is not the best. This is who's hot.
This is what everybody's watching.
What everyone's watching.
Okay, the big band is Backstreet Boys in pop, R&B, hip-hop, Snoop Dogg, rock, Lenny Kravitz, and the number one country star that everybody is just digging, Shania Twain. Who's not hot? Nicole Kidman, Kevin Costner, Malcolm in the Middle, America's Funniest Home Videos. You sure about that, huh?
I think it's over.
All right. The Sopranos, MC Hammer, Janet Jackson, The Stones, and Faith Hill. And we'll be back with what's hot in fashion, what's hot in places to visit, and what are the hot sports that everybody's doing when we come back with Doug Danger's Who's Hot and Who's Not. ...1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back with Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And Doug is giving us his annual Who's Hot and What's Not list. And Doug, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get back to the What's Hot and What's Not list. Tell us about Doug Danger and tell us about yourself as a writer and your journey to this point as a entertainment journalist.
Well, thank you, Phil. About six months ago, I came out of the closet. I had been a closeted gay man and gay journalist for the majority of my life. But I realized that I had to make a decision. I had to be courageous and come out. And I came out of the closet. I'm now an out and proud gay man and gay journalist. And what I found when I came out was that I could use the gay eye and the gay ear to focus in on culture and be able to identify, be able to highlight those things, those entities, those events, those people that were most important to our culture. Who are the top recording artists? Who are the top movie actors? Who are the top, what's the top fashion? What's the top places to enjoy yourself? Top sports? Great actors? All of these things I was able to identify because of my gay eye and gay ear. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a better ability, Phil, at perceiving what's hot and what's not. The straight man, straight journalist.
All right, so in other words, if I was a journalist, I'm a straight man, I would not...
I'm not saying you wouldn't be a good reporter, but you don't have the gay eye. And the gay... Let me tell you something. When the gay eye focuses in on you, you've been seen by the gay eye.
All right, so with that in mind, the fact that you're viewing culture with a gay eye and a gay ear, let's get back to...
Let's get back to what's hot, what's not.
Doug Danger back with what's hot and what's not. And your gay eye and gay ear identifies what as hot in fashion.
Right now, Phil, I really believe that tattoos are going to be big. And I think they're big right now. They're hot. People are getting tattoos. I think it's going to take off. I think you're going to see guys sleeved, what they call sleeved. Now, what that means is when you're tatted up and down each arm. What they used to say in jail is putting on a little ugly. Now, it's putting on... high fashion. Also, Phil, I think body piercing is very hot right now, and animal prints, that is the leopard skin prints and the cheetah prints, those kinds of things for women. A lot of guys with mom on the bicep are going to be wearing a lot of animal prints and piercing their bodies this coming summer.
All right, what's not hot in fashion?
Right now, I think you can say goodbye to long hair. I think long hair has had it. I don't know why I feel that way either. It's just, I think it's because my gay eye tells me that there are a lot of guys with short hair, a lot of women with short hair, too. I just don't see a lot of long hair anymore, so I think long hair is out. What's not hot in fashion also are those spaghetti strap tops for women. Nobody's wearing those. And ripped jeans. I think ripped jeans are, I think they were big for a long time. I don't think anybody's going to be wearing ripped jeans anytime soon. That's what I see with my gay eye.
And the music category, you hear that with your gay ear?
That'd be my gay ear, yeah.
Okay. Let's move on now to places. What are the hot places? What's hot and what's not in places to hang out?
Okay. I realize as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I might have a kind of an inside scoop on this from a lot of people, because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I see a lot of these places perhaps more often than straight people do, but I think the Oxygen Bar is definitely hot. I think the Oxygen Bar is hot. I think that...
Now, what is an Oxygen Bar? What is that?
Well, they've got tanks of oxygen.
And you go in and you breathe it?
That's my understanding, yeah. You breathe it. And then you leave.
Okay. You breathe the oxygen, then you leave.
That's correct. What's also hot, cigar clubs. I think more and more, Phil, you're going to be seeing people smoking cigars, and you're also going to be seeing a lot of women smoking cigars. I wouldn't be surprised, as a matter of fact, if and my gay eye and my gay ear and also a lot of my gay sources, and all of my sources are gay, because I feel I don't want to compromise the people that I work with in the business.
Right.
I think you're going to see magazines devoted to cigar smoking.
Okay, and finally, what's not hot in places?
What's not hot, what is out and what is dead, the gay eye and the gay ear, I think, will tell you raves. Raves are nowhere. Nobody goes to them anymore, I don't think. I don't think anybody will be going to them. I mean, now people go to them by the thousands. I mean, they're packed into those things. But I just think it's out. I think it's not hot. Raves.
Even though there's thousands of people going to them?
Yeah, I mean... It's just not I think they're not as happy as now they know they're lame. So they're going in, they're going, why am I here? And then they're leaving probably no more than 4 hours later. Also, internet cafes are not hot. Music.
There's your music. And finally, what's hot and what's not in the world of sport?
Well, Phil, what's hot this year in the world of sport? BMX bicycles. Now, you may not have heard of these, but these are bicycles that kids can squirrel around on ramps. This is hot. And another sport that a lot of people are getting into, and you wouldn't think this, Phil, but this sport is really, really hot. A lot of people are enjoying it, racquetball. And you'd be surprised. They've got racquetball clubs. And
do they go into these racquetball clubs wearing the little short shorts?
Yes, they do. And a lot of them have long hair. Long hair, sweatbands, short shorts, knee socks, and they drive those little Mercedes 250 SLs. So, and they tie sweaters around their necks. So that's what's happening as far as sport goes, what's not hot, and what is totally out, rollerblading and golf. And let me start with rollerblading. That is over, and I know it comes as a shock because it's been the hottest thing up forever. Everybody rollerblades, everybody in my building where I live rollerblades. But I just got a feeling that rollerblading is going to be falling out of favor in the not-too-distant future. That's why... With my gay eye, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can see what's going to fall out of favor before it falls out of favor, see? And
so right now, rollerblading is really hot.
Right now it's hot, but it's not going to be. Everybody rollerblades.
All right, what about golf?
Okay, golf is over because nobody's going to golf. I mean,
what about Tiger Woods? Isn't that cat, like, big time?
I suppose, but the fact is nobody golfs because nobody knows how to golf. It's a very difficult sport. I went out... And I tried it, and it's too tough for me. I keep wanting to swing the thing like a hockey stick or a baseball bat, and you can't do that. So what's not hot? Rollerblading and golf.
All right, so Doug Danger recapping the hottest actors, Sandra Bullock and Will Smith, the hottest TV shows, Frasier, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and The X-Files, the hottest music, Backstreet Boys, Snoop Dogg, Lenny Kravitz, Shania Twain, the hottest fashions, tattoos, body piercing, and animal prints. The hottest places to go, oxygen bars and cigar clubs. And the hot sports, BMX bicycles and racquetball.
And Phil, what's not hot? Actress Nicole Kidman, actor Kevin Costner. In the TV category, what's not hot? Malcolm in the Middle, America's Funniest Home Videos, and The Sopranos. In music, MC Hammer, Janis Jackson, The Stones, and Faith Hill. In fashion, what's not hot? Long hair, spaghetti straps for women, and ripped jeans. And as far as places to go, it's not hot, raves and internet cafes, and what's very uncool, rollerblading and golf.
So if I go golfing, I'm not cool.
Well, I would say that, yeah, no, you're not. Cool, golf's not cool. You'd look really stupid golfing. Anybody that golfs looks stupid.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And with a gay eye and gay ear on culture, Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. He's talking to us about what's hot and what's not in America today.
And I am an out gay man and a gay journalist, Phil, and I'm proud of that in that I think that with a gay eye and a gay ear, I can see more clearly than if you've got a straight ear.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Jack?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, Jack. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. My question is, I'm really not against this guest on the show, this journalist, whoever says he is.
My name is Doug Danger, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. My question is,
with a gay ear on culture.
You know, I hear this term you use, gay ear, gay eye, and all this talk. The heterosexuals, sir, do they have that same perception? Do they have a gay ear? Why do you want to?
Well, no, a heterosexual would not have a gay ear.
No, a heterosexual ear. They don't say I have a heterosexual ear. I've never heard of this kind of talk from. I mean, what is the purpose of your being so stringent about this? So
no, I'm just saying. Well, I'll tell you. My story begins about 6 months ago, Jack, when I decided I'd come out of the closet. And when I came out of the closet as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I found that being gay made me a better reporter. Because that's my job. I'm a reporter and a viewer of the popular scene.
And because you're gay, you know more about popular culture because of your sexuality or your lifestyle? Is that
what you're... I found it was true because I had lived a lie for so long that when I finally was honest with myself, when I threw my gayness into the world, I found that I was...
Disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
No, I'm sorry.
Now, I want you to know something. Even though I'm gay...
Yes, sir.
I can whoop on anybody.
Oh, that may be, you know, very, very correct. I don't know. I don't know your height,
right,
your size, your weight. I'm talking. You know,
I got the gay eye.
And you're able to come on a radio program,
yes,
where I'm listening to you. Apparently, you're in a different state. You're able to come on nationally and talk about this lifestyle that you have, and that you're somehow superior to heterosexuals. Is that your point, sir?
Well, is that what you're saying, Doug?
I'm not saying I'm superior to hetero. I know what's hot and what's not.
Well, don't
the gay eye and the gay ear.
Oh, and no one else, a heterosexual, would what's hot or
let's,
not.
Let's try this. Let's try it. I don't know what you do for a living, Jack, but let's just try this.
I work in the printer shop, sir.
You in the what? I'm sorry.
The printing business.
Oh, you in the printing business. Okay, that's what's hot right now. What's the hottest magazine right now?
I don't work in the publishing. I'm talking about reams, papers,
you don't
copy
know.
Center. It's a copy store.
All right, what's the hottest piece of paper out there?
Well, what do you mean, what's the hottest piece of paper?
This? What do you mean? You know,
Well, see, here's the thing, Jack. This is Phil Hendry. And,
yes,
Doug, I think you'd have to agree with this. In the printing business, there's nothing that's hot and what's not.
Well, wait, yes, what's the hot kind of
somebody
stationery?
Somebody comes in and gives me something to run off 100 copies of
what's
something.
What's the hot? All right, here's a good question. What's the hottest print color right now?
It depends on what the person wants. Standard, regular, white, goldenrod, I don't know. Maybe someone wants something on yellow paper.
Black? Black?
Black. Black ink on black paper?
How do you do that?
Do they have a white ink? I mean, that would be cool. If you think about that, that would be awesome.
It's called reverse type, and it does not work very well. And why? You're talking black type on black paper?
He said white type on black paper.
Yeah.
But... All right.
That's what I'm saying, Jack. Because I have the gay eye, I see popular culture, whereas you don't, because all you know is how to. What'd you do? You put.
I work in a printing shop, copies.
All right, here, I'm going to predict something
right
now.
We bind, do binding, Ibico binding.
Because I have the gay eye, I will say that I bet laminating is going to be huge this year.
Yeah, well, I have the heterosexual eye, and I happen to know a little bit more about the printing business than you do. And in fact, really, it doesn't matter what kind of an eye somebody has. It's what they, how they perceive popular culture. Your opinion is no more valid than mine, the host's. guy walking down the street right now, sir.
Doug, the question is, you said because you have the gay eye, you think laminating's going to be big this year?
That's right.
Well, let's ask an expert.
How many people are going to laminate? What are they going to laminate that come in? Some senior said, oh, laminate my teeth or something? What are they going to laminate?
Don't be silly. See, this is what I'm talking about.
What are you going to laminate? How is lamination going to be big across America this year?
How about laminating a library card? Or maybe they don't have a lot of those where you come from.
Well, no, they
have. Okay, that wasn't necessary.
No, well, they have plenty of library cards where I come from. There's a university where I come from,
well,
sir.
I mean, you're asking me a lot of these questions. I'm just trying to I'm trying to show you an example of how I got the gay ear.
Well, let me tell you, you shouldn't even have a job trying to identify popular culture. If you're talking lamination is going to be big across the United States.
Jack, I want to give you a tip. Stock up on laminating plastic. You'll make a fortune on it next year.
Wait a second. He's in the printing business. Do you laminate stuff?
Yes, we laminate. We do lamination.
It's going to be huge.
Binding.
It's,
we do copying.
All right. Well, answer Jack's question. What are they going to laminate?
You laminate, like I said, your driver's license. You can laminate.
Isn't it already like that, sir? A driver's license?
Let me check.
Oh, come on, Doug.
I don't know.
This is unbelievable. This fella is obnoxious.
You know, he's saying he has the gay ear.
Yeah, yes. You're right. My driver's license is laminated.
Yes, well, sir. Thank you very much. I wouldn't have known that. Yeah. Oh, you talk where I am from? Sir, you're obnoxious. You're rude.
Sir, I don't know how I was rude. I just said I got the gay eye.
How you rude? They don't have library cards where I come from.
That's
not
right.
Rude.
That was rude.
Well, you were accusing me of being obnoxious. You were calling me
names. Well, you are obnoxious. You're coming on here. I've got a gay ear. I've got a gay eye. I've no popular culture.
You know what they're going to be laminating? You know what they're going to laminate this year? They're going to laminate grocery lists.
Oh, that's absurd. That's ridiculous. You know how many? Oh, man. You don't know anything, sir. You're a journalist. I am a journalist.
Look, I think it's safe to say, Doug, that you comment on popular culture as opposed to whether they're going to laminate grocery lists.
Exactly.
Here's my point.
He doesn't even know a trend in the printing industry.
All right. Well, let's take it out of the printing. You told me I don't know what I'm talking about. Tell me there's a hotter actress right now than Sandra Bullock. You don't know, do you?
Would I need to know that?
You don't need to know it. I'm saying my gay eye knows it, and you don't.
Well, I cannot go to a movie theater. I cannot sit there, and I cannot read a newspaper and see who's number one in box office sales.
Well,
I can't do that. You can do that? Because you've got a gay eye? What, can you read a newspaper print better than I can because you've got a gay eye?
I believe Shania Twain is the hugest singer in country music of all time.
Well, and no one knows
whatever.
That. Oh, I didn't know Elvis Presley sang because I don't have a gay ear. I don't have a gay TV set. I don't know that David Letterman's on the television at night. What, do you know these things?
Are you saying that you didn't know about Elvis? Is he being a...
He's making a joke. He's making an obvious joke.
I'm trying to make an observation.
Yeah.
You mean I don't know the... Or no one else can know these things.
If you had the gay ear, you'd know Elvis. You would have known Elvis was big 3 years before he recorded Hound Dog.
Who is going to know he's big if they've never heard of him?
Well, I'm trying to get around that one. You're right about that.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. I don't understand your whole perspective is skewed. I mean, seriously.
Hip hop, the whole thing, but the gay ear and the gay eye, Doug. You say you got from years spent in the closet,
just scratching at the door of the closet, and finally I frolicked out, if you will, and I found my gay ear.
Yes, sir, have you ever heard of a reporter? I believe his name is James Bacon.
No, I haven't.
There's a fella in the Parade magazine every Sunday, Brady or something, James Brady, I don't know. He's the guy that
got shot.
What?
Brady got a bullet through the head with Reagan.
He's in the Parade magazine each week.
Who got shot?
James Brady got shot through the head. I don't know what he's doing in Parade magazine.
He has a column. He interviews celebrities each week. It's on the back page, last page of Parade magazine.
He must have been in some therapy then. That you're saying he can write.
He's in each week not on the double truck, but on the inside cover page.
Well, let me ask you a question. How can you?
I read it last week or whatever.
I don't doubt you, sir. But I'm saying, how can a guy get shot and then do a newspaper column?
He can't. Maybe the bullet missed him, or you've misinterpreted the news broadcast. I don't know. I read his column last weekend in Parade magazine.
Well, what does he say about lamination?
It's a Sunday news supplement.
Does he say something in there about lamination or any of that? Elvis Presley?
He does not talk about lamination. He's not printing business material. Sir, he is a entertainment. He's an entertainment.
I'll tell you, you know who knew Elvis was big long before he started recording?
Ed Sullivan?
All of his girlfriends.
What?
All right. Thanks
what
very much.
What does that mean?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger's got a gay eye, huh? Maybe he ought to get some gay glasses for his gay eye, because he's looking at the hottest actress, Sandra Bullock, and what's not hot, Nicole Kidman. You like these what's hot, what's not? I read this Entertainment Weekly because I really dig the news that they have in that magazine, but I can't stand that guy Jim Mullen's hot sheet, What's Hot in America. The dude's never right. He's never right. Go get it, Mike. And this what's hot, what's not. What do you mean what's hot, what? Here's what's hot and what ain't, man, okay? The food on the stove, that's hot. What ain't? Stuff in the refrigerator. There. That's what's hot and what's not. Freaking that dirty rice I made for myself last night, only 8 points on Weight Watchers, by the way. That was hot. I had to let that thing cool down. And what wasn't was the ice cream sandwich I had for dessert. Sandra Bullock, Will Smith, what's hot? Will Smith was hot 2 summers ago. When did Wild Wild West come out? 2 years ago. That's the end of Will Smith. That was the end. And Kevin Costner ain't been hot since Dances with Wolves, if you want the honest, brutal truth. And I think Kevin Costner's a fine man and all that bullcrap. Now, comedy, what's hot? Frasier, yeah. You know, here it is. Here's this hot sheet. What the country is talking about this week. And the guy puts down as the number one thing that the country's talking about this week, May 25th, 2001, the FBI. Should the same people who can't find stuff in their own files be looking for guys on the 10 most wanted list? And number two, the Apocalypse Now redo, Francis Ford Coppola. This guy nuts? Who's talking about the Apocalypse Now? Now, what he does have here, number three, is Robert Blake. That should have gone to number one. Number four, Sean Combs. Seems the P. Diddy thing was a joke. I get it. Like me yelling, Suge Knight's behind you when he isn't. Suge Knight? You want to know what's not hot? Me. Moulin Rouge, Nicole Kidman. Get out of here with this crap. What's hot? Here, I'll tell you what's hot right now. Just off the top of my head, what's hot? Sopranos? Summer coming up. Basketball. Babes. Pearl Harbor. Graduations. There, that's what's hot. That's what America's talking about. There, I just gave it to you. You say, huh? And proms. There. See, that's my job. That's what I got to know that. I'm not this guy sitting like once a week screwing around in a magazine. That's what's happening. You notice what I said was happening has got nothing to do with what's in a newspaper. So what did we say? We said Sopranos, proms, graduations, summer. What else did I say, Mike? Babes. That it? There you go. That's all you need to know. That's what's hot. Okay, then he went on to say that in music, what's hot? The Backstreet Boys. Boy, did those guys fade like a cheap Chinese dream, man? Those poor guys, they were number one riding high. Remember when they were singing at the Grammys? Now it's NSYNC, NSYNC, everything with the NSYNC, all over the place with NSYNC. It started that Wango Tango I went to last year at Dodger Stadium when NSYNC was the host and Lenny Kravitz came out and did Fly Away, and it lasted for a half hour. That's when I knew it was over for Lenny and NSYNC was on its way. To what? I don't know. Remember when those guys, and then Snoop Dogg, she's still hanging out with Dr. Dre, and then there was, Lenny Kravitz. Shania Twain, boy, you talk about a cup of coffee for her. Now it's Faith Hill. Everywhere you turn around, it's Faith Hill. Shania Twain, remember when she could do no wrong with that Feel Like a Woman? And what was that song that I couldn't, if you heard it one more time, you wanted to run screaming from right through a, Still the One. You know, but there was another one, too. There was another one. Feel Like a Woman, Still the One, and one other song. Now, Faith Hill, Faith Hill, Faith Hill. And her husband, that Tim McGraw, and what did he do? He pulled a cop off of a horse? See, when you stop drinking, all of those problems go away, Tim. You just, all you got to do, stop drinking. All of those things that bedeviled you for so long, just magical. Suddenly you're not pulling cops off of horses, and you're not trying to drive your car up an ice plant-strewn hill, you know, where it's like slippery and your car's sliding down 20 feet for every 10 feet. How do I know that? I did that once. At Dodger Stadium, I did that. Tried to take my car up that ice plant on the side of the hill like a complete and utter moron. You just quit drinking and you don't do all those things like jumping off the roof of your house into the pool and that kind of thing. His buddy stole a police horse, allegedly, and Tim came to his defense when they tried to arrest the other guy. There you go, Tim. Well, that'll work. What you need to do is when your friend's getting busted by a cop, go in and try to beat the cop up. See, that'll work. The guy will get away, you'll get away, and, you know, and the cops will say, oh, well, they beat us, and they'll forget about it and go on and maybe arrest some guy in the mafia. Boy, you got to be stupid. Who do you think's dumber, your average rock artist or your average country artist? Which is the dumber guy? All right, go ahead, Craig. Tick-tock, tick. Huh? Rock? Hey, Craig went for the rock star route. He says they're on the... What do you think, Mike? Rock stars are, on the average, a lot stupider than country stars because they obviously get themselves in a whole lot of more trouble. Let's beat up a cop. Okay, what's hot in fashion? Tattoos. Let's talk about this for just a minute. Do you knuckleheads know what you're going to look like when you're 80? Have you stopped to consider that yet? All you guys that are sleeved from here to there? All you guys with, like, the butterfly tattooed across your face? Do you know what you're going to look like when you're 80? Because, first of all, the skin, everything, all the resilience, and it's gone, okay? Everything's sagging. And those tats, if you didn't get, they're not quality jobs. Still, they got to fade. Nobody can read it. It's kind of like Motley Crue is going to look like your mama. It ain't going to look like nothing. It's going to look, it's going to be bad. Also, you want to see some old lady walking around with, like, the bridge of her nose pierced? And then we move on to animal prints. Now, whatever the 50s are all of a sudden, and I ain't talking about rock and roll 50s, all that lounge 50s stuff is back now. All those lounge records are back, and all the lounge styles are back. My brother-in-law, the great Carlos, this guy's running around down in San Diego wearing some kind of a cheetah skin sports jacket with a Cadillac with longhorns on the front, and he's got the petroleum-based shoes. He's going into nightclubs and dancing till 3. I'm scared. Okay, the oxygen bar thing, I actually had a taste of that about 2 years ago. We went down to this O Bar in Hollywood, which is right across the street from what used to be the Spago's, just closed. And I went in, and I said, hi, and they said, hi. And I said, what do I, just lay here, and they stick the thing on my face. I sucked strawberry-flavored air for 15 minutes, and it only cost $90. So what they do is they take this oxygen, because oxygen ain't good enough. They got to tint it up with, like, evergreen, strawberry, crap-flavored something. It's like you're breathing it through a dump. Ah, what's that, sewage? Yeah, that's 96, and the other one, just the regular. You go in, and that is that place still there? Because if it is, I just want to go there and have them take some more of my money, just for kicks. Here, sir, would you like to suck on some Glade instead? Yes, I would, because I got a feeling I could get high on the Glade. The oxygen is going to do jack. I might as well just start huffing Glade. And then finally, cigar clubs. Are we over that one yet or not? Because my wife was smoking cigars for a while until she started puking every time she lit one up. But she heard that women were smoking cigars and it was hep for chicks to smoke cigars. And everybody's blowing a cigar now. Me, I hate them. Anything you can't inhale, what's the point? You suck that thing in, roll it around your mouth, and you blast it out, right? That's what? That's $100. That's Cuban just going out into the air. You might as well get the cancer, too.